And what's going on, guys? This is Otaku Weekly, the second episode. We are doing Dead Man Wonderland.
The anime.
I had a mind blank for a second. With
Yay, Mambo!
That one anime that has stuff in it. Yeah, that one.
The one anime. I know my things. I know things and stuff. Alright. Once again, let's stop being jackasses. At least it's not as bad as the first episode. Oh,
yeah.
Jesus.
At least this time Jack woke up before we started.
Yeah, Jack. Jesus.
But, saying up. That, right now we have me, Kyle, Tristan. Say hi, Tristan.
Me, Kyle?
Me, Kyle, as in, I am Kyle. You, the one that just fucking asshole, is Jack. Tristan was the guy who started. We're missing
I'm
Angus, the other guy. Yeah, he's Tristan.
We're missing Angus and Ben.
Our special guest, Ben's a special guy, but he's not here. Angus lost his voice, so he couldn't do this episode.
His voice literally just hopped out of his mouth and said, "No, fuck you." And walked off.
This week's just three of us.
Yeah, just three of us. The three amigos. Musketeers. Whatever the hell you want to call it. I did math. I didn't know how to count. Remember how we're not actually really funny?
Oh yeah, I remember that fast.
You guys remember how we're not actually really funny?
So yeah, we watched Dead Man Wonderland.
A 12 episode anime series. Very gory, in fact.
It's pretty gory. It's not the goriest, but
it's up there.
I feel like it's fairly new. Not like Sword Art Online new, but around that. It's fairly new.
It should...
It's interesting.
I'm going to look this up because I didn't do it before. God damn it, me.
I'm going to say something. Spoilers.
Spoilers.
Watch it on risk. Watch it on risk, right?
Yeah, as usual. You know the deal. Watch it at your own risk.
I'll do a little introduction. So, Dead Man... Oh, my God. Dead Man Wonderland is a... You know, series, manga, anime, both, whatever, that revolves around a guy called Ganta, okay, and pretty much there was a giant disaster, I'm going to use the word disaster, in Japan.
Was it Tokyo, right?
Which made this big, like, crater, whatever, it was a big thing, and, it's a little bit set in the future, and to start, you know, trying to rebuild the place, get more people back there, they released the world's first privately owned prison. No, prison that, you know, and it's called Dead Man Wonderland, and it's also an amusement park, where, like, the prisoners work as, like, let's say, a mascot, or, you know, the work is for pretty much everything, right? The series goes from Ganta going to the prison, and it goes off from there. I do want to say that... Actually, I'll save that stuff for later. Tristan, tell me about the stuff you just looked up and whatnot, blah, blah, blah.
Alright, so the plot pretty much revolves around Ganta Igarashi, a high school student. A quote-unquote normal high school student, who one day is in class talking to a bunch of his classmates, and they subsequently were going to go on a field trip to Dead Man Wonderland, until an event happens where the man in red, as Igarashi says, Igarashi calls it, which there's a plot twist at the end of this. It's very cool. I liked it. The man in red pretty much kills off his whole entire class, and he's blamed for it, and the events following up to that pretty much is pretty much Dead Man Wonderland.
Yeah. So, I don't want to say, right at the start, it gets kind of a, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Whiny tricks
you. It tricks you, right? What it does is, you have, like, you know, Ganta goes to school, you see his two best friends, they talk about going to Dead Man Wonderland, and you're like, when you're first like, oh, that's the plot, it's got someone to do that prison, got your main character, two side characters, let's go. And then, like, 5 minutes later,
boom,
they're just dead. They get killed off in the first 5 minutes. It tricks you. So, how it works, right? They're talking about this, blah, 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 and then suddenly, a man in red, Okay, you can't really see his face. He's got a, pretty much he floats up to the like third story window and obliterates the room. Gant is the only one to survive. Very gory. And he puts this like shard in Gant's chest, and Gant passes out. Right. Then Gant is suspected to be the killer for everyone in his class. And pretty much his lawyer is like the manager of the prison.
Yeah, he's the owner of Dead Man Wonderland.
So he kind of goes, yeah, I'm your lawyer, I'll help you out. And he fakes evidence. And then Gant gets sent into prison, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to spoil this. You learn this later, but there's two parts of this prison. There's the normal prison. And then there's the... what is it called?
G-Block.
Which is the bit where all the people who have...
The special
people who have powers like the
what?
Man in Red.
Blood
which is named the Wretched Egg, by the way. The Man in Red is the Wretched Egg. And these powers revolve around blood. Okay?
Blood-related.
Yep, blood-related. So, goes to prison, and at the very start, it's got some cool concepts, and I could really run with it. It was like, he got there, he's a little, like, teenage kid, he's not equipped for prison, right? And it's like, just killers in there, and how it works is, you can, like, unlike normal prisons, you can, like, for example, get four-course meals and lobster and cigarettes and
alcohol.
Anything you wanted, right?
Pretty much
anything. Have to spend, like, pretty much you just have to spend in-prison money. I'm going to use money, right? And you get that by doing things. For example, if you work some jobs, you get some currency, right? Even if you get enough, you can take some, years off your sentence, right?
Even playing in some of the games at the amusement
park.
Yeah,
what happens
which
is...
Which may result in death.
Yeah, there's like things like I think it was called the dog race. Was
yeah,
it called
dog race.
Yeah, dog race.
It's pretty much is a deadly obstacle course, and if you win, you get a certain amount of points, right? Also, thing you have to remember, they're equipped with a collar that injects poison in them if they like if they don't take an antidote every
which is a piece of candy,
which is a terribly tasting piece
days.
Of candy, which
every
is a weird. I can think of it because it's anime, but it's a weird concept. So you pretty much every couple of days or something, they have to take eat a piece of candy so they don't die. But you have to buy with points, okay? So you can't just, you have to, everything you eat, they don't, like, just supply minimum. You have to keep doing stuff, right? And pretty much right at the start, he's working as a thing. Pretty much really right at the start, right? Also, I don't want to say there's a warden and she's a chick. And she doesn't know about G-Block or anything, okay?
She also has really big tits.
Yeah, because it's anime.
Yes.
Really?
So what happens is this girl called what's her name?
Jesus Christ!
I got this. Her name Shiro, which is this albino, really white, pure white hair, wearing one like full body suit and like
red eyes.
Gloves, right? And what'd you say? Red eyes? Yeah, red
eyes.
And she's really, childlike. Really, really childlike. Like, dim and bubbly. And she's tough. So she just kind of just, like, more or less jumps off a building and starts talking to Ganta like they've known each other for years. And Ganta doesn't know this chick, right? And, what happens is these other, guys, these... probably 20, mid-20s maybe, guys come over and start, harassing Ganta and saying, oh, you can't be that killer guy, can you? The one that killed his whole classroom, right? So they start beating him up, and then they start beating up Shiro, and Ganta tries to protect Shiro, and at this point, the manager guy, the owner guy, tries to kill Ganta by accident, by making stuff fall on him. And when this happens, everyone runs away. Shiro's on the ground, pretty much unconscious, and this is where he uses his power stuff and just pretty much saves himself, right? So
it's
he saves himself, and then, stuff continues. He meets a guy who is like a, he's just a guy. He stole his first piece of candy, but they, like, became friends, I guess, and they participated in the dog race, which he won, kind of. So it's just kind of like, not crucial to the plot things, okay? It was really... I found this, like, really interesting. I thought it was really going in a cool place. But they kind of changed it into like a more powery, weird conspiracy kind of one, which I'd like less, but whatever. Perhaps Ganto wants to find out about this man in red, the wretched egg, okay? And you learn that he's, the man in red is allocated in the prison somewhere, and the owner guy knows all about this kind of shit, right? So he goes looking, pretty much, and what happens? Does anyone remember what happens after the dog race?
After the dog race, he becomes friends with that one guy. This
yeah, the guy I was talking about.
Pickpocket. We yep. can't remember his goddamn name.
I'll look it up now. Continue talking. I'll just tell you his name when I find it.
And after that, the events leading up to Ganta having...
Wait, his name's Yo.
Yo, that's...
Yo, Takami, Takahama, I don't know what his name is.
Yo, pretty much.
Yeah, Yo.
And the events leading up to that, he becomes more acquainted with his Yo. Well, cellmate Yo, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, they're cellmates.
Yeah, they're cellmates.
They're cellmates.
The warden's trying to find out more about him, you know, why the owner has such a fascination.
Over.
And then he, they're out in the yard, and the wretched egg appears, you know, the man in red, and he tears up the place, and Ganta tries to, you know, fight him, and does his blood power, which is like forming a ball of blue blood in his on his palm, and shoots it like a bullet, right? And Ganta, and Yo sees this, and he's like, oh, this guy's got powers, because Yo was pretty much hired by the warden for heaps of points.
To spy on him.
To spy on Ganta, right? So, he still does it. He, like, initially goes, I can't do this, they got powers, and the warden says, like, more points! And he's like, yeah, I'll do this.
More points!
Yeah, he's just like, boo!
You get points, and you get points!
You get points! And you get points!
Anyway,
so, at this point, Ganta hears that there's a secret block, Block G, which is where they keep, you know, the wretched egg. So they go looking for Block G, and pretty much at this point, the warden says, you know, like, locks down the prison and sends a robot to kill Ganta. He's like, yeah, stuff's happening. We're saying, like, Ganta's done some bad shit. Go kill him, robot. And this robot hasn't been used in years because it was just killed everyone, right? So they managed to... It's now Ganta, Yo, and Shiro. And Shiro helps a lot. Kicks the fucking robot in the face. but
also,
they managed to...
Also, there's a fight between...
Shiro.
Ganta. There's a fight between Ganta and the guy that ends up training him later on.
Oh, that happens after. So if they fight this robot, the robot blasts the wall open and they go into, like... the vents, I should say, like the, you know, the crawl spaces and stuff, and they fired himself to Block G, which is like underground.
Tristan.
And at this point, the guy who last time beat the robot and who Ganta thinks is the wretched egg shows up. And he is a guy who has, his name's Senji, and he does like, he's got blood powers as well, but he makes his blood powers as giant, like, scythe blades on his forearms.
Yeah.
Okay, and his codename's Crow. I'll get to what the codenames are later. Pretty much,
Crow
busts up the robot, and him and Ganta fight. Ganta shoots bullets and whatnot, and they blow up. No, they don't blow up. They shoot bullets, they fight. He gets a good shot off against Senji, I think, right?
Hmm.
Senji's like, yeah, you're a good fighter. Because they didn't like hate each other, just Senji likes to fight. And Ganta thought he was the wretched egg, right?
Yeah.
So he learns that he's not the wretched egg, and he learns about G-Block. And G-Block's where they house all the people with blood powers. And he learns that how the prison gets most of its money is fights are held between two people with blood powers, and each one's got a codename representing a bird. So Crow is Senji.
Ganta's Woodpecker.
Yeah, Ganta's Woodpecker. And then you see other ones like Owl, Albatross, things like that, right? So Ganta's now there. Shiro just does whatever the fuck she wants. She just pops in and pops out of nowhere. Right?
Freaking magician!
Yeah, she's... whatever.
She's magical!
So, Gant is there, he's still alive, and he runs into this chick named... what's her name? Runs into this chick called Minatasuki, whatever her name is, right? And she's like really...
Minatasuki Takayami?
Yeah. So, she's really, really innocent, shy... Eventually, find a girl, right? And they kind of hit it off. And she goes, you know, I don't like fighting. I want to escape. And their fight is next. And her name's Hummingbird, right? They're the ones to fight next. So they go into the ring, right? And Hummingbird's like, I don't want to fight. And then Gunter's like, I won't fight you. And suddenly she gets this really, like, creepy smile on her face. She's actually a total bitch that was manipulating
him. She's nuts.
She's fucking...
She's a
like,
psychopath.
She's a... Like, she's went from, like, a very defenseless to aggressive...
psychopath?
Just like, the kind of ones that will just call you, like, you fucked hard, blah, blah, blah. She just went off at him. And her blood power is, like, from her ears or something. It's like a whip. Okay, and her name's Hummingbird because it goes faster than the speed of sound. And they verse, right? And then suddenly Yo appears because he was underground too. And pretty much he went into the prison because his sister went in the prison. And the sister is the chick, right? And he's been looking for her to bust her out. And
He's been wanting to buy years off her sentence.
Yeah, but he's been looking for her as well. That's what the whole thing is, right? So he's like, why are you two fighting? Why are you fighting my sister? Gunter and Gunter's like, no, she's a fucking bitch. And he goes in there because the manager's like, this will be interesting, let him in. Right? So he goes in there and the sister pretends to be all defenseless for a second and then fucking pretty much takes him as a hostage. Be his total bitch. And then Gunter starts doing a shooty thing and pretty much kind of, you know,
corrodes to her. At this point, Gunter's, like, blood ability is called the Gunter Gun.
Oh, yeah, they name it the Gunter Gun. Tenji's like, that's called the Gunter Gun.
And it's bitchin'.
So they fight, and pretty much Gunter gets the upper hand and does some heroism talk and, like, walks up to her and headbutts her in the head and she gets knocked out. Okay?
Nothing beats a good headbutt, I'm afraid. Nothing.
Yeah. So, maybe a gun.
Maybe a gun. You know?
You know, so she gets knocked out and she kind of gets more... Because she got this really, fucked up thing about her where she can't trust anyone. She thinks everyone's eventually going to betray her. Because you learn some backstory. What happened was, for one thing, she's got a real thing about flowers. You learn that when she's in an innocent mode. And what happened was...
fetish for flowers.
What happened was, I'll go from the very start, even though you learn it later. During the, you know, whole crisis thing, which is where I think all the powers originate, right?
Yeah.
During the whole crisis thing, she was trapped under, like, her mom worked as a florist, and she was trapped under a table or something. And she's like, mommy, mommy! And the mom turns around and sees her while this, like, earthquake thing's going on. And the mom comes running and picks up this, like, flower.
Move,
and runs out
bitch,
without the daughter.
Get out the way! Get out right? the way, bitch! Get out the way!
So she picks up this fucking flower, right, and ditches, and the girl who's like, I don't know, 6 or 5, goes, mommy, right, she's like traumatized. And what you learn later is that she was sexually abused by her dad, and she killed him in the act, and then Yo comes in and sees this. I think it was actually she faked the sexual harassment or something, wasn't that right?
She faked the sexual harassment with her brother.
No, she never, what?
Yeah, because, like, there was something going on where, like, he would always accidentally, like, come into a room when she's changing, etc., etc.
No, the sexual harassment was the dad. Yo came in after she killed him, and then Yo had this big thing about, my sister's innocent, I did it. He thought in the moment, he did it, because there was so much blood, and, you know, it was actually her blood power. I can't remember if she was actually getting abused by her dad, or she just, like, was manipulating him. Like, because she's in bitch mode, right? But she has a, like, hard time trusting people. She thinks everyone's going to betray her. And when Yo and Gunter, like, aren't that kind of person, she starts to, like, warm up to them, but is still in a bitchy mood, as you see in kind of, like, animes, where they hostile, but in a nice way. Okay? So, they, you know, things continue. And this is where it's turned into a totally different kind of anime, is one of the start. And you learn there's a little resistance inside the thing, because there's, like, in Block G, there's just people walking around doing whatever they want, but they all got blood powers, right? And there's even, a bar. And there's this bar, and what do they call themselves? What was the resistance called? There's something. I'll look it up very quickly.
I shall continue explaining.
Yeah,
The Resistant is pretty much their main goal is to break out the prison.
Scar Chain, was it?
Scar Chain, that's it.
Yeah, it is Scar Chain. Couldn't remember.
Scar Chain, pretty much their main goal was to break out of Dead Man Wonderland and reveal the truth about Dead Man Wonderland.
How absurdly wrong it is, right? So, the head person is named Al. His real name is Nagi, and the person under him is called Karako, and she's a chick, right? And pretty much there's a mandatory, you know, checkup of the prison, and what they want to do is not just break out, but they want to get out of Block G and hand them this USB filled with all this incriminating information to the person, because this is the best shot. By the way, they got this USB from one of the persons in their organization called Rokuro, right? Who's this really, like, kind of depressing, but he's got the trope of, like, I'm super intelligent, I use percentages and
human
talk
smart. Human calculator.
Yeah, yeah, right. So, Ganta finds this and goes, yeah, I want to join. He kind of doesn't, but he ends up joining, pretty much, in, like, an episode and a half. And Shiori's just like, yeah, I'll follow along, because Shiori is, like, a fucking child, right? Oh, I missed... Okay, I'm going to rewind a little bit. When Ganta entered Block G, just after the fight with Shinji, right, Yo got, you know, he got sent out, and so did Shiro. They got caught, right? So, Yo's just like, I need to get back down there. And Shiro's like, yeah, we need to get back down there. Shiro could do it anyway, but whatever. And then, so Yo devises a plan where he would pretty much... Shiro, go do this. We're gonna get down this way, but she was a distraction for all the guards to go attack, right? And when this happened, when she was attacked, she fucking murdered, destroyed them all. Okay. Spoilers. I'm gonna spoil the end, right? Shiro is actually the Wretched Egg, right? What we know is, she was actually friends with Ganta as a child, but Ganta forgot. Ganta's mom was a doctor, and she was, like, this patient who, she got, like, a lot of injections, but she became kind of really strong. These women, they were really young, and Shiro, and Ganta had this, like, you know, kid fascination with this superhero called, what was his name?
Christ.
Something Man. It was a superhero. And, that's
pretty much
where,
like, do they have a superhero fascination? Because that's their idol, they want to be like them, etc., etc.
Yeah. So that's what the Wretched Egg kind of costume comes from. So that's where... So Shiro's, like, ultimate personality is the Wretched Egg. So Shiro kind of has two personalities.
The superhero's name is Iceman.
That's his name, Iceman, right? Iceman, you get back to where we are now, and, by the way, there's a penalty game after every match. Whoever loses gets a penalty game, which is like a slot machine. Shows a random part of the body, that body gets removed, right? So when Senji lost, he lost an eye. When the chick lost, since the guy was in the Resistance, he goes, can you pull a few strings? And they did it in good faith, and she lost some hair. That's all she lost, right? So
yeah, the body parts are removed by a doctor named Rai Takahashi.
Who's a fucking sadist! Wow! She's a fucking sadist. She's fucked up. So they plan this breakout, right? And they meet what are they called, those guard people? Undertakers, right? Undertakers are like people to fight. What do they call people with powers?
I wouldn't have a damn clue.
Dead men. They call them dead men. What am I talking about?
Dead men.
Undertakers are meant to fight dead men, right? So pretty much, I'm going to go a little bit faster. They attempt to break out, right? And in this attempt, they, you know, meet a couple of Undertakers, and they look... Okay, what happens is, an Undertaker shows up in the bar, and he's like this weird priest guy who also has a guitar. He talks in, like, dudes and radical. He's that kind of guy, but he's also all about... He also thinks that death is the best, you know, like... he's always fucking fucked up, right? And you get a 5-minute backstory. He was a priest guy, and he got a little bit traumatized when the earthquake thing happened, and he thought death is the best way for godly stuff, whatever, right? And what happens is, when Gonta tries to defend himself and shoots a bullet, pretty much the Zuma guy makes just unsolidifies it, like turns it just normal blood. He fucking depowers it, right? And Gon's like, oh my god, that happened. And everyone's like, you sure that happened? You sure you just didn't miss? Because that's impossible. Mm-hmm. And Gon's like, no, that happened. And then the guy who is like the tech guy comes up and shows a video where Gon missed. And Gon's like, right. So they make this plan, and the plan is Owl will go to the control room, get all the resistance members up a lift, and all the resistance members go towards this lift, right? So they put their plan in action, okay? They put this plan in action. Owl goes up there, and you learn a little backstory in Owl. Owl's wife was killed. She was a dead man as well. And when this happened, he went and killed heaps of Undertakers. His power, he makes little blood bowls that float around and explode, right? And he goes to do the lift thing, and he meets the Azuma guy and another Undertaker who's like a 6-year-old girl with a giant sword who's fucked up.
That's awesome. Hibana Daida.
You guys did nothing, but I enjoyed it.
That's her name.
Yeah, that's her name. So,
it's also a whip, by the way, her sword.
Her sword, like, breaks up into pieces, like a whip, but she's a fucking she's a fucked up little girl. Her mum, I'm going to say, worse than beat, tortured into her own lessons, to the point where she got so fucked up about it when her mum did something wrong, she tortured her mum to death. So she thinks being a proper girl is like all this fucking shit, and what Al learns is it's true. They have a thing to disperse the powers from dead men, and what it is like a vibrating the sound or something, right? So Al pretty much fucking fights and learns that the tech guy is a traitor, right? The tech guy also forged the video that got Gunter in here, but the tech guy is a traitor. Right, that USB is it's a bomb, actually, right? So Al fights, and he somehow wins.
The tech guy's name's Mockingbird.
That's his code name, yeah. The tech guy's actual name is, I'll tell you in a second, it's Rukuro, I said this already. So they fight, and Al fucking loses an arm, and he's, like, bleeding to other stuff, but he still does the twitch. And on the other end of things, they were running, they're going past a bridge, and one of the robot things people turned up. And the second command, the chick, her power is she makes, like, armor out of blood, right? She fights the robot, right? And all the other people go ahead. They get to the lift. They go up the lift after Owl activates the lift. And waiting for them is Undertakers, the Azuma guy, and a bunch of, like, Undertaker soldiers. So everyone's fighting and getting killed because they don't work, right? You know, the powers don't work.
Yeah.
And so they manage to, you know, survive a little bit for a little bit longer. They're going to run and try and get this USB up. And then suddenly Shiro, who at one point, like, stumbled upon Al up in the other part and talked to Al for a second, and Al told her the USB was bomb. So she crawled through the fucking vents. She's all, like, burned and shit. She comes out, like, from steam. She comes out, and she goes, Gunter, I need the USB. And Gunter's like, they're like, we hand this USB to you. Be very careful with it, right? So he's like, I can't. And she's like, I need the USB. Please trust me. And he's like, okay, I trust you. Gives her the USB. And then she throws it into a different room and explodes. And everyone's like, you just cost us our only way out of here. And at that point, Gunter slaps Shiro. And Shiro and Gunter kind of get into a fight. Not like a physical fight, but they kind of like have a mishap. Because Gunter doesn't realize it's a bomb and she was saving him, right? So then they split up and go back to their things. They're not like punished in any way. All the ones that survived, I guess. And Gunter goes to Shinji, whatever his name is, and says, "How do I fight good, right?" Because Shinji shows up and fucks the Undertakers before, because he can do a thing. He's like blade thing can move faster than the speed of sound, and therefore doesn't get affected by the dispelling thing. So he's trying to fight with Shinji, but he's running out of blood. And at one point, he shoots a ball that's really thin and really small, and it goes faster than the sound barrier, and he goes, that's your special weapon, right? So,
Gunter Gun Mark II.
That's what it's called. How does he learn that it was a bomb? Oh yeah, that's how it is. They're in the bar, all the ones that survived, and they're just like, I can't believe this happened. I wonder if Al's alive. Blah blah blah. And then the tech guy comes in, all physically fucked up, but he's like all mad and stuff. He goes, "How did you know?" And like, "What? What? How did you know the USB was a bomb?" Right? And he goes, "You didn't even." He's a fucked up guy. He's right. So then Garnter feels all bad. Okay, and he tries to go protect Shiro at one point. You get introduced to a new character who's named what's the chick's it's a dude actually. His name's Toto, and he's supposed to be like the best dead man, right? And he comes and like talks to Shoujo, tries to drink a little bit of his blood, like weird and flirty, and yeah. And then you learn Al's being kept and tortured, and they're trying to make Al pretty much an undertaker by pumping him full of drugs, because he was like, they remembered when he was like a rage monitor and how powerful he was. And they keep doing this until pretty much they realize that Al has become sane, because the only reason he's living right now was because his daughter, because before she was born, before his wife died, they had a daughter that's out there somewhere, which he wants to go see. And he keeps a locket of her, what she looks like. But really, he's delusional, and the locket's empty. The daughter, the wife was pregnant, died in the womb, right? When the wife was killed. So he becomes sane and starts pretty much just killing everyone, right? And then Garnter and all the second command chick pretty much beat into him, you know, you have something to live for, the resistance people, your friends. And then, what happens after that?
After that, they try their second attempt at breaking out. They succeed in the end.
Yeah, a few of them do.
Garnter and Shiro stay in the jail.
Yeah, they stay there.
And that's when you reveal. That's when the reveal happens that, holy crap, Shiro's the wretched egg.
You could have guessed it beforehand, but yeah, Shiro's the wretched egg.
Fuck?
Yeah.
He doesn't realize it.
Shiro's the wretched egg, and then it's the end. So many things are left open. You don't know about this new character, Toto, who like has the power to absorb abilities, pretty much. She was seen using Senji's ability, right? You don't know about the breakout. You don't know about the wretched egg and Shiro. You don't know about Garnter. You don't know that. The manga keeps going. I know that, but you just get left so much stuff open, right? It's ridiculous. You don't
open
know why this thing happened. You don't know where the powers come from. You don't know anything like that. So it's just left there, okay? Fucking
bullshit.
Bullshit ending. I guess they just ended it there.
It's right up there with Soul Eater.
Soul Eating's better was 100 times better than Dead Man Wonderland, only because they just left everything open. They didn't tie anything up. Because I had watched the series before, but I rewatched it, right? Because I couldn't remember the ending. So I must have got somewhere part through. And I get to episode like 10 and I'm up to, I remember everything. I'm like, I got further than this. How far close was I to the end? And I get to the end, I'm like, I was like 15 minutes away. And 15 minutes before, I'm like, this can't be the end, because nothing's wrapped up. They can't wrap everything in 15 minutes. I was right, they didn't wrap up anything in 15 minutes. They left it fucking open. It's ridiculous.
The ending is pretty bad. I was sad when it ended because of how bad it was. I was left wanting more because of... Okay, I come from a background of, like, freaking watching Dragon Ball Z, freaking all those old animes that, like, I watched through the end. Like, as a kid, you watch anime when, like, it's on TV. So, like, Cartoon Network, Pokemon, like, Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, whatever's on.
Pokemon, you watch whatever's
up. So, like, but now I finished Dragon Ball Z, and Dragon Ball Z ending was pretty good. So coming from, like, a very, like, fleshed-out anime-like background, you're left wanting a whole lot more than was actually put into the series. Sadly.
I agree with you there.
So we're all in agreement, the ending was shite.
The ending was pretty crappy.
It was terrible.
It was ridiculous.
The worst ending.
It wasn't the worst ending ever.
One of the worst endings.
It's pretty bad. It's also one of the worst left open endings I've ever seen. Yeah, it's up there. But other than that, it was fairly good. It wasn't great. I wouldn't go anywhere near. It was great, but it was
a good 12 episode series.
It's worth a watch. Just to get through. See, it's kind of interesting, kind of gory, a little bit darker. I think it tries to be things that even though it's not. But it's
at least
not bad.
It's not Gintama.
It's what?
At least it's not Gintama where it tries to be everything.
I don't know. I didn't get the reference. I'm sorry.
You don't know Gintama? No. Never mind. Never mind. We'll come back to the episode.
Anyway, so all in all, it's pretty good.
End
I do. Yeah, this has been bugging me since the first episode so fucking much. How the minus the artificial evidence? How the fucking fuck do they think Gunter did it? I don't understand. Okay, here's
it. Right? I agree with
you. Listen to me, right? Fucking ridiculous. What happens is when you see the room, right? The room is fucking destroyed. It looked like the bomb went off in the room, right?
Exactly.
It looked like a bomb went off in the room, right?
I'm going to refrain from my terrorist joke. I'm going to refrain.
Shut up. It looked like a bomb went off in the room. Everything's fucked up. The concrete's fucked up. All the bodies are like in pieces. Arms are ripped off. Heads are ripped off in like chunks, right? Okay. Here's the thing, right?
Don't forget the one or two severed heads.
Yeah, fucking... All this shit happened. How does Gunter, a very small, especially compared to his class, kid, weaponless, firstly, fight all the rest of his class at once, he proceed to kill them all without anyone else knowing, right? Dismember them with his practically his bare hands, ripping them in pieces, just blow them up, pretty much. Did he do it with his mind? Blow up the room, cause the sound of an explosion you can hear all over the school. What the fuck, right? Not only that, he had injuries on himself. Okay?
Which were then healed. And, like, when he went to the court to, like, show, oh, I have evidence.
Trying to show the crystal thing in his chest. But that one healed. Now, he had wounds on himself. If you pretty much looked at how the blast was, it was from the window outside. Fucking, how do you think this little kid did this? Fucking ridiculous.
Assumptions.
Because anime, that's why.
Because anime and assumptions.
Just fucking. I bet we just leave it at anime.
Secondly, a new thing, right? Favorite character?
Crow.
Senji. Crow.
Crow? Yeah. I thought everyone was going to say that. Yeah, me too. He's fun, cool.
Mm.
Okay, least favorite character. Let's go that.
Gunter.
Gunter's pretty annoying. Was it you or Tristan that wrote me, like, when you started watching this, oh, this character's such a badass? Who was that?
I'm pretty sure that was me, I think.
Yeah.
I was the complete opposite with Gunter.
Yeah, I'm just like, how is Gunter a badass?
This guy's so cool.
I'll admit, the Gunter is pretty good. I'll admit that. But everything else
It's like a little blood Kamehameha, but not the bean, just the bowl.
Pretty much. But other than that, he's
favorite
terrible.
Character just.
Least favorite character would probably be Yo's sister.
Yeah, but she puckers up. She's a bitch, but she's a traumatized bitch. Least favorite character's got to be. This is hard.
I wouldn't be able to say the freaking warden because she has freaking G cup boobs.
It's true. Okay, least favorite character, like the one I like the least, would be probably Azuma, the priest guy.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
He has a guitar that turns into a machine gun.
That's freaking bitching, though. That's bitching.
I like that. That's amazing. It's beautiful.
Somebody's been taking lessons from Renji.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay,
also, Kenpachi.
Oh, yeah.
So, also, I just want to point this out. There's a character in the Resistance, because all the Resistance characters, mostly, except for the two mains, the tech guy and Gunter, are kind of just characters you see and don't really know anything about. This guy called, what's his name? It's U-E-S-H-I-M-A.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He looks like Sasuke.
I know.
That guy. He appeared in one goddamn episode.
No, he appeared in, like, all the ones where the Resistance show up. You just don't see him because he's in the back. He's not really talked about.
I'm not!
Wow.
Anyway. I believe this would be the end of the podcast. We have talked about everything and anything about Dead Man Wonderland. I don't think... I would really like a sequel from this.
Yeah, because the manga continued. I think they could do a season 2.
I swear to Jesus. This originally aired in 2007. I swear to Jesus. There has to be a sequel in the making.
2007. No, there doesn't have to be. It depends how good the ratings are of this.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, it was made in 2007. Yeah, wow.
But like Kyle.
Yeah.
And it ended in 2013.
Yeah.
You know Shiro?
Freaking, there has to be.
Oh. How about Shiro? She's related to Soul from Soul Eater and Scar from Fullmetal Alchemist.
What do you mean she's related?
Red eyes.
Oh, I see.
That being the only thing relating them. Anyway.
Okay. So, wait, did you say it ended in 2013?
It ended in 2013.
Wait.
The manga or the anime?
It's either the anime or the manga.
Okay, the anime is 12 episodes, so if it started in 2007, that's like one episode, like 2 episodes a year or something. I don't know. Whatever.
If that's true, then that's just...
It must be the manga. Cause
it must be.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Agreed.
The anime was released in 2011. The manga... since 2007, yeah, the manga is 2007. And the manga started in May 2007 and ended August 2013. The anime started in April 17th, 2011 and ended in July 3, 2011.
Okay. You wanna wrap things up now?
Yeah.
Like I said,
since it was 12 episode 1, this was supposed to be a bit shorter, like 30 minutes, but we've got past that, so whatever.
Probably, yeah.
We'll wrap up now.
Because of how, like, freaking lengthy we, like, go... We pretty much go over everything.
Yeah. Whatever. Let's do, like, wrap up what everyone thought, go by one, and then we'll do the rating after that. So we'll do what you thought rating, what I thought rating. How's that?
Alright. Who wants to go first?
Justin?
Okay, the host can go first. Alrighty. So, what I thought about this anime was... It was a very nice-looking anime being in 2011. It's pretty recent, if you could call it recent. The animation style is very nice. It's very appealing, even in, like, 720p. If I got the Blu-ray version. Or the 720p, at least, made. Like, quality. It looks very nice in 720p. And I presume on slower internets it would look alright too, but I'm like a perfectionist when it comes to anime, like wanting it in the best quality. I can still watch it in like okay quality, but still, I like it to be more appealing. Anyway, 720p quality looks amazing with this anime. The animation was spot on. Voice acting at times was... The voice acting was okay at times, but... There wasn't really many bad places. There was comedic parts, yes, at the start of the episode where, like, not the start, but the, like, middle of the episode where one of the inmates asks the warden, how big are your tits? She's like, G-cup. Didn't give two shits and just, like, G-cup. Overall, the ending was the anime being a 12-parter thing. It could have been a little longer, could have been more fleshed out, but if there's a sequel in the making, I would love that. I would love that, because the ending of the 12-episode series makes me want more, how to understand where this blood power comes from, like, how...
What,
like,
happened in the, you know, thing, yeah, like, the stuff.
Yeah, like, how this wretched egg was created, etc., etc., but, like... It just wants so much more. So much more than what it is what's there already. I mean, like, freaking take a look at other animes. I mean, some animes still... People are still like, oh, there needs to be a sequel. Freaking like Naruto. Apparently there's going to be a sequel. And that thing's like 700 goddamn chapters long. I'm pretty excited for that.
So rating.
Rating, I would give it... Aside from the ending... Probably get 6 out of 10, I guess. 6 out of 10. The ending is the only thing stopping it from going any higher than a 6.
Alright, Jack, you want to go next, or should I?
I'll go next. The visuals I liked. The music suited the mood for all the scenes really well. The characters I liked, except for Gunter, because he was the worst. The story wasn't that bad. I mean,
words, yeah.
Everything was good except for the end. I agree with you on that, Tristan.
Ending, yeah. Everyone agrees with the ending. The ending wants so much
it's
more.
It's so open.
It sucks so much. But other than that, it was an enjoyable anime to watch. It was good.
Worth watching.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Anything else?
And I'm just gonna give it a. I'm gonna give it a 5.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm gonna give it.
I'm gonna say visuals are good. A little bit above, like, let's say, maybe it's average for like nowadays, but it's clean. It's nice. It's solid. It would look good in HD, but it's not like rainy or it's pretty good. It's fun. It's worth. It's not great, but it's pretty good. I couldn't do anything about the voice acting because I kept switching between subbed and dubbed. Because I'm like, you should watch it in subbed, I get, you know, better things, but then dubbed is just easier to watch and listen. I couldn't really tell. I like the sub better, though. Everything looked clean. The storyline, I liked the, like, before they did blocky stuff, because that looked a bit more, like, powery. I thought this could have been, like, a cool concept with, like, how he survives in prison and all this kind of stuff, even minus all the power stuff. That would have been cool. I think that would have been an interesting concept I'd like to watch. It went into a different one, which I liked a little bit less, with the whole G-block power stuff, conspiracy, but it wasn't bad. It was still worth watch. It just wasn't what I was looking for. It went a little bit worse. It just went into a lot of different arcs and plots with the resistance thing. Still worth a watch, just slightly, right? So it was all in all, it was pretty good. Characters aren't, let's go and say, over the top with huge tropes, except for maybe that tech guy and Gunter maybe. But they're pretty solid, I'm gonna say. But they're not hugely, let's say, unique. That's hard to do when you do a more realistic, not over the top with tropes kind of characters. All in all, definitely worth a watch. The ending, the ending wasn't bad, just really explained nothing. It's either you have to release a sequel soon or you're gonna expect to get a knife in the face. That's just logical. definitely worth a watch. What did I give Solida? Was it like 7.5 I get to give?
Somewhat, yeah.
This
Oh Jesus, everyone's dying. This is not good. Well, to finish off Kyle's statement...
I can eat pretty good.
Kyle died.
Oh.
Well, to finish off Kyle's statement there, this has been Otaku Weekly. I'm sorry, Kyle, that you did not get to finish your statement. This has been Otaku Weekly. We'll catch you guys next week after Christmas. Hope you guys get everything you want for Christmas. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah if you're a Jewish person. Danny Sexbang talking to you. Barry, freaking. Oh, Kyle's back!
Kyle's back!
Kyle's back!
Did you hear anything I said?
Pretty much no. I was just about to end it off there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you hear nothing I said about anything?
We heard up to. What did I give Soul Eater? 7.5. And then you died.
Okay, sorry. I gave Soul Eater 7.5. Sorry about dying, by the way. Wi-Fi. So there's 7.5. I'm going to give this 5.2. That's my rating for this. 5.2. Worth watch.
Now.
If you just boil it on a day and whatever.
Yeah. Now, on that final note, this has been Otaku Weekly for the 21st of December. Hopefully you guys get everything you wanted for Christmas. Happy holidays. And we shall see you guys next week with Hitman Reborn, is it? Or Full Metal Alchemist?
Either Hitman Reborn or Tokyo Ghoul, depending.
Alright.
Is that Tokyo Ghoul?
Look out for...
I couldn't tell.
No promises. We kind of Yeah, no promises. We're new to this, and there's a
schedule's
just,
all over the place.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Also, look out for some upcoming news.
So, yeah. Tristan.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I'm Kyle.
I'm not done explaining yet. Kyle, damn it. Look out for some news, I guess, in the upcoming weeks. That's going to be a new thing as well. News of upcoming animes.
Whoops.
What we're going to, like, what anime we're going to be reviewing next, etc., etc. This has been the Otaku Weekly. I am Tristan.
I'm Jack. And
I'm Kyle.
And that's Kyle, who is
fucking hell, Jack.
Who is having very bad.
Find Jack issues.
At least Angus isn't having internet issues today.
Oh yes.
Sadly, he cannot speak because he's losing.
Oh yeah, poor Angus. No, Angus doesn't have issues. The one day he's not here, fuck him.
The one day he is not here, Kyle gets the issue. Anyway, we better wrap this
it's
up.
It's spreading. He's infected me.
All right, guys.
Good luck, Kyle. Good luck.
Remember how we're not funny at all and how we're supposed to end this damn thing?
Yes.
All right, guys. We'll catch you next week, Sunday. Recorded date is Sunday. But whenever it goes
probably
up is whenever. Whenever iTunes is like, okay, let's release it. We shall catch you guys next time. And have a good night, day, weekend, month, year. Bye.
Peace!
Bye!